And you'd probably call him...
Granddad, I think.
And his wife you'd call...
Grandmother. Grandma, probably.
And the person had two children, a son and a...
daughter.
And the daughter was a, not a boy, she was a... Just try pronunciation. The baby's small, you push him around in a
cart
or a four-wheel thing when he's very small. The baby should carry a bug.
Carriage.
The woman who helps at the delivery of a baby.
Nurse.
Or used to be before they even had a doctor.
Midwife.
And the boy has his father's nose and his ears and his eyes and his hair. You'd say the boy, his father.
Favors his father.
Did you ever say takes after?
Yes.
Or features? Features
yes.
His father?
Yes.
Looks like?
Yes.
Is a spitting image of?
Yeah.
Get them all. If you saw your children from babyhood to adulthood, you might say very proudly, well, I have three children. I have
raised.
Now, Bob was this tall one year, he was this tall the next year. You might say he what a lot.
He grew.
And then you could say to him, my, how you've
grown.
And if you have a brother or sister who has children, you might have a niece and a
nephew.
A person who is legally obligated to take care of a person and guard them is a...
guardian, I guess.
And a child whose parents are dead is...
orphan.
A name for all your aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews that come together for a reunion, you say, well, all are here.
Relatives.
And the mother of Jesus' first name was
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was George and Martha.
Martha, yes.
And a boy whose name's William, might, when he's a very little boy, he might be called
Bill.
Or even
Willie.
Or even. Ed, put Bill and Willie together and get
Billy.
And remember a song that went, oh my darling, something rather gray, they have taken you away. What was her name?
Nellie Gray.
And the first book in the New Testament is
Genesis. In the New Testament, Matthew.
And you want to refer to Mr. Cooper's wife, you'd say, well, let's go ask
Mrs. Cooper.
The lady who married your uncle is your
aunt.
And she's not my aunt, she's...
aunt, but married.
Or, not my aunt, but...
Your.
Not my aunt, not his aunt, not her aunt, but...
My aunt.
No, I'm confused. I don't know which one I'm after now.
It's either mine or yours, I suppose.
Yeah,
you said it isn't mine.
So what I'm trying to get him to say is a combination of Y-O-U-R with A-U-N-T together. And so, did you say it together for your aunt?
Your aunt.
Okay. And the man who's in charge of the army, he's the highest ranking man in the army, is a...
General.